The major controversy surrounding the career of Bob Dylan was his transition from being deeply embedded in the American folk tradition to breaking away and doing what he called, at least offhandedly in one interview, vision music. And so even now, the idea persists that Bob Dylan abandoned concern with social issues and with the kinds of subjects that are treated in traditional folk and blues music, that is, the realities of life and the sorrows and miseries and problems and also the joys of everyday existence. What I intend to do here is read the lyrics of songs that Bob Dylan composed, and I think maybe in one case a song that he adapted from traditional music, that span his career, starting in 1963 with the Ballad of Hollis Brown and ending up with material from one of his latest CDs in the third millennium, all to illustrate that he has never abandoned his keen powers of observation of everyday life and the goings-on of society, in that he sort of shares the qualities of the Roman satirists and other social commentators, and also to illustrate his concern with what is at the core of human existence. I will begin with the Ballad of Hollis Brown. One of the things to note is that he will declare in the first stanza who Hollis Brown is, and then immediately change the perspective and put you, the listener, into the body and mind of the main character. So please listen for that. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town, with his wife and five children and his cabin fallen down. You looked for work and money and you walked a rugged mile. You looked for work and money and you walked a rugged mile. Your children are so hungry that they don't know how to smile. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're a tugging at your sleeve. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're a tugging at your sleeve. You walk the floor and wonder why with every breath you breathe. The rats have got your flour, bad blood it got your mare. The rats have got your flour, bad blood it got your mare. Is there anyone that knows? Is there anyone that cares? You prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. You prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. Your empty pockets tell you that you ain't got no friend. Your babies are crying louder, it's pounding on your brain. Your babies are crying louder now, it's pounding on your brain. Your wife's screams are stabbing you like the dirty driving rain. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. You spent your last lone dollar on 7 shotgun shells. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Your eyes fix on the shotgun that's hanging on the wall. Your brain is a-bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your brain is a-bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your eyes fix on the shotgun that you're holding in your hand. There's 7 breezes a-blowing all around the cabin door. There's 7 breezes a-blowing all around the cabin door. 7 shots ring out like the ocean's pounding roar. There's 7 people dead on a South Dakota farm. There's 7 people dead on a South Dakota farm. Somewhere in the distance, there's 7 new people born. Next, I dreamed I saw St. Augustine. This is actually a dream vision, or at least it's presented as such, by Bob Dylan. So it has a different quality from the Ballad of Hollis Brown. One of the things to notice about Hollis Brown is that transition from his looking at the shotgun on hanging on the wall, and all of a sudden the transition to, oh, it's all of a sudden he's holding it in his hand, or you are holding it in your hand. And so listen here to the qualities of narrative experience that Bob puts into I Dreamed I Saw St. Augustine. I dreamed I saw St. Augustine alive as you or me, tearing through these quarters in the utmost misery, with a blanket underneath his arm and a coat of solid gold, searching for the very souls whom already have been sold. Arise, arise, he cried so loud, in a voice without restraint. Come out, ye gifted kings and queens, and hear my sad complaint. No martyr is among ye now, whom you can call your own. So go on your way accordingly, but know you're not alone. I dreamed I saw St. Augustine alive with fiery breath, and I dreamed I was amongst the ones that put him out to death. Oh, I awoke in anger, so alone and terrified, I put my fingers against the glass and bowed my head and cried. That was composed and performed in 1968. Next, from the Planet Waves album, as it used to be called, in 1973, Wedding Song. I love you more than ever, more than time and more than love. I love you more than money and more than the stars above. Love you more than madness, more than waves upon the sea. Love you more than life itself. You mean that much to me. Ever since you walked right in, the circle's been complete. I've said goodbye to haunted rooms and faces in the street, to the courtyard of the jester, which is hidden from the sun. I love you more than ever, and I haven't yet begun. You breathed on me and made my life a richer one to live. When I was deep in poverty, you taught me how to give, dried the tears up from my dreams and pulled me from the hole, quenched my thirst and satisfied the burning in my soul. You gave me babies, 1, 2, 3. What is more, you saved my life. Eye for eye and tooth for tooth, your love cuts like a knife. My thoughts of you don't ever rest. They'd kill me if I lie. I'd sacrifice the world for you and watch my senses die. The tune that is yours and mine to play upon this earth, we'll play it out the best we know, whatever it is worth. What's lost is lost. We can't regain what went down in the flood. But happiness to me is you, and I love you more than blood. It's never been my duty to remake the world at large, nor is it my intention to sound a battle charge. 'Cause I love you more than all of that, with a love that doesn't bend, and if there is eternity, I'd love you there again. Oh, can't you see that you were born to stand by my side? And I was born to be with you. You were born to be my bride. You're the other half of what I am. You're the missing piece. And I love you more than ever with that love that doesn't cease. You turn the tide on me each day and teach my eyes to see. Just being next to you is a natural thing for me. And I could never let you go, no matter what goes on. 'Cause I love you more than ever now that the past is gone. From a deeply personal song that reflects, I think, the emotions of many people who are in love with a special somebody, we go to a vision, almost a dream vision. Dylan has talked about this song, Senor Tales of Yankee Power. He talks about riding on a train up from Mexico and falling asleep and then waking up when the train pulled in a station still somewhere in Mexico and seeing an old, almost shriveled Mexican man sitting opposite him. And he said the man looked like he had the powers of the devil in him and, of course, the powers of some vast, inscrutable knowledge. And he was inspired to write this song. Senor, senor, do you know where we're heading? Lincoln County Road or Armageddon? Seems like I've been down this way before. Is there any truth in that, senor? Senor, senor, do you know where she is hiding? How long are we going to be riding? How long must I keep my eyes glued to the door? Will there be any comfort there, senor? There's a wicked wind still blowing on that upper deck. There's an iron cross still hanging down from around her neck. There's a marching band still playing in that vacant lot where she held me in her arms one time and said, forget me not. Señor, señor, I can see that painted wagon. I can smell the tail of the dragon. Can't stand the suspense anymore. Can you tell me who to contact here, señor? Well, the last thing I remember before I stripped and kneeled was that trainload of fools bogged down in a magnetic field. A gypsy with a broken flag and a flashing ring said, "Son, this ain't a dream no more. It's the real thing." Señor, señor, you know their hearts is as hard as leather. Well, give me a minute. Let me get it together. I just got to pick myself up off the floor. I'm ready when you are, señor. Señor, señor, let's disconnect these cables, overturn these tables. This place don't make sense to me no more. Can you tell me what we're waiting for, señor? An absolutely classic song, which Dylan recorded and then didn't release for a long, long time, is his Blind Willie McTell, one of three songs that Dylan constructs around musical personalities. Blind Willie McTell being a great, great blues singer from the 20s and 30s. Seen the arrow on the doorpost saying this land is condemned, all the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem. I traveled through East Texas where many martyrs fell, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Well, I heard that hoot owl singing as they were taking down the tents. The stars above the barren trees were his only audience. Them charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. See them big plantations burning, hear the cracking of the whips, smell that sweet magnolia blooming, see the ghosts of slavery ships. I can hear them tribes a-moanin', hear that undertaker's bell. Nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. There's a woman by the river with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire, bootlegged whiskey in his hand. There's a chain gang on the highway. I can hear them rebels yell, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Well, God is in his heaven, and we all want what's his, but power and greed and corruptible seed seem to be all that there is. I'm gazing out the window of the St. James Hotel, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. So that was done in 1983, and you might want to think about the common elements in I Dreamed I Saw St. Augustine, where he wakes and goes over to the window and puts his hands upon the window and cries. Here he's looking out at a scene traveling through East Texas, St. James Hotel, and seeing into the past the life of the old plantation system and the human misery upon which it was based. And the solo singer, the blind singer, who at least to his own people, sang of their miseries, the blues. But it also ends with a stanza that appeals to God's presence in the world and man's power, greed, and corruption. And that leads to another song that was composed at the same time, and like Blind Willie McTell, not released. And this one is absolutely apocalyptic. It's one of the most, in its recorded version, Dylan at the end plays harmonica in a way that you would think that it's the second coming of Jesus. Foot of Pride. Like the lion tears the flesh off of a man, so can a woman who passes herself off as a male. They sang Danny Boy at his funeral in the Lord's Prayer, preacher talking about Christ betrayed. It's like the earth just opened and swallowed him up. He reached too high, was thrown back to the ground. You know what they say about being nice to the right people on the way up? sooner or later you're going to meet them coming down. Well, there ain't no going back when your foot of pride come down. Ain't no going back. Here you got a brother named James, don't forget faces or names, sunken cheeks and his blood is mixed. He looked straight into the sun and said, revenge is mine, but he drinks, and drinks can be fixed. Sing me one more song about you love me to the moon and the stranger, and your fall by the sword lover fair with Errol Flynn. In these times of compassion, when conformity's in fashion, say one more stupid thing to me before the final nail is driven in. Well, there ain't no going back. When your foot of pride come down, ain't no going back. There's a retired businessman named Red, cast down from heaven, and he's out of his head. He feeds off of everyone that he can touch. He said he only deals in cash or sells tickets to a plane crash. He's not somebody that you play around with much. Miss Delilah is his. A Philistine is what she is. She'll do wondrous works with your fate. Feed you coconut bread, spice buns in bed, if you don't mind sleeping with your head face down in a grave. Well, there ain't no going back. When your foot of pride come down, ain't no going back. Well, they'll choose a man for you to meet tonight. You'll play the fool and learn how to walk through doors, how to enter into the gates of paradise. No, how to carry a burden too heavy to be yours. Yeah, from the stage they'll be trying to get water out of rocks. A whore will pass the hat, collect $100,000 and say thanks. They like to take all this money from sin, build big universities to study in, sing Amazing Grace all the way to the Swiss banks. Where there ain't no going back when your foot of pride come down, ain't no going back. They got some beautiful people out there, man. They can be a terror to your mind and show you how to hold your tongue. They got mystery written all over their forehead. They kill babies in the crib and say only the good die young. They don't believe in mercy. Judgment on them is something that you'll never see. They can exalt you up and bring you down main route, turn you into anything that they want you to be. Well, there ain't no going back when your foot of pride come down. Ain't no going back. Yes, I guess I loved him too. I can still see him in my mind climbing that hill. Did he make it to the top? Well, he probably did and dropped, struck down by the strength of the will. Ain't nothing left here, partner. Just the dust of a plague that has left this whole town afraid. From now on, this will be where you're from. Let the dead bury the dead. Your time will come. Let hot iron blow as he raised the shade. Well, there ain't no going back when your foot of pride come down. Ain't no going back. From a kind of apocalyptic vision of society, we turn to a song that, to me, encapsulates the difficulty of communicating in very deeply and personally meaningful ways with any other human being. And what you should note about this song is the way in which it moves over different aspects of communication and the questioning that goes on when we try to relate to other human beings. I think it's a magnificent piece of almost existential poetry. What was it you wanted? Tell me again, so I'll know. What's happening in there? What's going on in your show? What was it you wanted? Could you say it again? I'll be back in a minute. You can get it together by then. What was it you wanted? You can tell me I'm back. We can start it all over, get it back on the track. You got my attention. Go ahead, speak. What was it you wanted when you were kissing my cheek? Was there somebody looking when you gave me that kiss? Someone there in the shadows? Someone that I might have missed? Is there something you needed? Something I don't understand? What was it you wanted? Do I have it here in my hand? Whatever you wanted slipped out of my mind. Would you remind me again if you'd be so kind? Has the record been breaking? Did the needle just skip? Is there somebody waiting? Was there a slip of the lip? What was it you wanted? I ain't keeping score. Are you the same person that was here before? Is it something important? Maybe not. What was it you wanted? Tell me again, I forgot. Whatever you wanted, what could it be? Did somebody tell you that you could get it from me? Is it something that comes natural? Is it easy to say? Why do you want it? Who are you, anyway? Is the scenery changing? Am I getting it wrong? Is the whole thing going backwards? Are they playing our song? Where were you when it started? Do you want it for free? What was it you wanted? Are you talking to me? In the early 90s, Dylan in 92 and 93 produced two CDs that were entirely traditional music, no compositions of his own. Of course, he reconfigured the songs both musically and their lyrics as well. But he made choices of songs that were really in keeping with what we're trying to do here, is to show Dylan's concern with the human experience. And here is one traditional song about extreme passion and its deadly consequences. Love, Henry. Get down, love, Henry, she cried, and stay all night with me. I have gold chains, and the finest I have, I'll apply them all to thee. I can't get down, and I shan't get down, or stay all night with thee. Some pretty little girl in Cornersville I love far better than thee. He laid his head on a pillow of down. Kisses she gave him three. With a penny knife that she held in her hand, she murdered mortal he. Get well, love Henry, she cried. Get well, said she. Oh, don't you see my own heart's blood come flowing down so free? She took him by his long yellow hair, and also by his feet. She plunged him into well water where it runs both cold and deep. Lie there, love Henry, she cried, till the flesh rots off your bones. Some pretty little girl in Cornersville will mourn for your return. Hush up, my parrot, she cried, and light on my right knee. The doors to your cage shall be decked with gold and hung on a willow tree. I won't fly down, I can't fly down, and light on your right knee. A girl who would murder her own true love would kill a little bird like me. Another song that shares some of the same qualities with What Was It You Wanted? Not Dark Yet, produced in, written in 1997. Shadows are falling, and I've been here all day. It's too hot to sleep. Time is running away. Feel like my soul has turned into steel. I've still got the scars that the sun didn't heal. There's not even room enough to be anywhere. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. Well, my sense of humanity has gone down the drain. Behind every beautiful thing, there's been some kind of pain. She wrote me a letter, and she wrote it so kind. She put down in writing what was in her mind. I just don't see why I should even care. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. Well, I've been to London, and I've been to gay Paris. I followed the river, and I got to the sea. I've been down on the bottom of a world full of lies. I ain't looking for nothing in anyone's eyes. Sometimes my burden seems more than I can bear. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. I was born here, and I'll die here against my will. I know it looks like I'm moving, but I'm standing still. Every nerve in my body is so vacant and numb. I can't even remember what it was I came here to get away from. Don't even hear a murmur of a prayer. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. Another song that has a sense of place to it, and also of human experience, kind of rooted in tradition, is Dylan's Mississippi. And he writes a lot of songs about Mississippi, New Orleans, that area of the country, East Texas, that somehow seems to fascinate him. Mississippi. Every step of the way we walk the line, your days are numbered, so are mine. Time is piling up, we struggle and we scrape. We're all boxed in, nowhere to escape. City's just a jungle, more games to play. Trapped in the heart of it, trying to get away. I was raised in the country, I've been working in the town. I've been in trouble ever since I set my suitcase down. Got nothing for you, I had nothing before. Don't even have anything for myself anymore. Sky full of fire, pain pouring down. Nothing you can sell me, I'll see you around. All my powers of expression and thoughts so sublime could never do you justice in reason or rhyme. Only one thing I did wrong, stayed in Mississippi a day too long. Well, the devil's in the alley, mules in the stall. Say anything you want, I've heard it all. I was thinking about the things that Rosie said. I was dreaming I was sleeping in Rosie's bed. Walking through the leaves, falling from the trees, feeling like a stranger nobody sees. So many things that we never will undo. I know you're sorry, I'm sorry too. Some people will offer you their hand and some won't. Last night I knew you, tonight I don't. I need something strong to distract my mind. I'm going to look at you till my eyes go blind. Well, I got here following the southern star. I crossed that river just to be where you are. Only one thing I did wrong, stayed in Mississippi a day too long. Well, my ship's been split to splinters, and it's sinking fast. I'm drowning in the poison, got no future, got no past. But my heart is not weary, it's light and it's free. I've got nothing but affection for all those who've sailed with me. Everybody's moving if they ain't already there. Everybody got to move somewhere. Stick with me, baby, stick with me anyhow. Things should start to get interesting right about now. My clothes are wet, tight on my skin, not as tight as the corner that I painted myself in. I know that fortune is waiting to be kind, so give me your hand and say you'll be mine. Well, the emptiness is endless, cold as the clay. You can always come back, but you can't come back all the way. Only one thing I did wrong, stayed in Mississippi a day too long. And we'll finish up with two songs, poems, from his most latest, from his latest two CDs. The first is Ain't Talkin' in 2006. As I walked out tonight in the mystic garden, the wounded flowers were dangling from the vines. I was passing by yon cool and crystal fountain. Someone hit me from behind. Ain't talking, just walking, through this weary world of woe. Heart burning, still yearning, no one on earth would ever know. They say prayer has the power to help, so pray from the mother. In the human heart an evil spirit can dwell. I'm trying to love my neighbor and do good unto others. But, oh, mother, things ain't going well. Ain't talking, just walking. I'll burn that bridge before you can cross. Heart burning, still yearning. There'll be no mercy for you once you've lost. Now I'm all worn down by weeping. My eyes are filled with tears. My lips are dry. If I catch my opponents ever sleeping, I'll just slaughter them where they lie. Ain't talking, just walking through the world mysterious and vague. Heart burning, still yearning, walking through the cities of the plague. The whole world is filled with speculation, the whole wide world which people say is round. They will tear your mind away from contemplation. They will jump on your misfortune when you're down. Ain't talking, just walking, eating hog-eyed grease in hog-eyed town. Heart burning, still yearning, someday you'll be glad to have me around. They will crush you with wealth and power, every waking moment you could crack. I'll make the most of one last extra hour. I'll avenge my father's death, then I'll step back. Ain't talking, just walking. Hand me down my walking cane. Heart burning, still yearning. Got to get you out of my miserable brain. All my loyal and much-loved companions, they approve of me and share my code. I practice a faith that's long been abandoned. Ain't no altars on this long and lonesome road. Ain't talking, just walking. My mule is sick, my horse is blind. Heart burning, still yearning, thinking about that gal I left behind. It's bright in the heavens and the wheels are flying. Fame and honor never seem to fade. The fire's gone out, but the light is never dying. Who says I can't get of heavenly aid? Ain't talking, just walking. Carrying a dead man's shield. Heart burning, still yearning. Walking with a toothache in my heel. The suffering is unending. Every nook and cranny has its tears. I'm not playing, I'm not pretending. I'm not nursing any superfluous fears. Ain't talking, just walking. Walking ever since the other night. Heart burning, still yearning, walking till I'm clean out of sight. As I walked out in the mystic garden, on a hot summer day, hot summer lawn, excuse me, ma'am, I beg your pardon, there's no one here, the gardener is gone. Ain't talking, just walking, up the road, around the bend, heart burning, still yearning, in the last outback at the world's end. That was written and performed in 2006. There are some elements in it that are borrowed from Ovid's exile poetry, and to me it looks like it could fit in quite well with the movie version of Cormac McCarthy's The Road, but it's set back in time a little farther back. And finally, Forgetful Heart from his latest CD. Online on the Dylan website, people have been praising this as an absolute masterpiece. Again, a love song, but one that speaks to love as a major element of human existence. Forgetful heart, lost your power of recall. Every little detail, you don't remember at all. The times we knew, who would remember better than you? Forgetful heart, we laughed and had a good time, you and I. It's been so long, now you're content to let the days go by. When you were there, you were the answer to my prayer. Forgetful heart, we loved with all the love that life can give. What can I say? Without you, it's so hard to live. It can't take much more. Why can't we love like we did before? Forgetful heart, like a walking shadow in my brain. All night long I lay awake and listen to the sound of pain. The door has closed forevermore, if indeed there ever was a door.